Yo, it's Mr. Lover Lover, and I'm here with Barbecue Bob. Let him know that that jerk sauce is off the chain. You dig that? Yeah, that steak is off the chain. Yeah, and I don't even eat meat, but I'm eating it today. Because that what? That sauce is crazy.
Welcome back. You are listening to The Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. It's the first Saturday in March. It looks like an okay day out there to me, so it's time for me to get out, fire up my grill, make it happen in my backyard. Boy, I got spring fever like you wouldn't believe, Bob. How about you?
It's coming. I'm still cutting firewood, so I don't know. I'm not convinced that we're out of the snow yet.
Well, I'm not sure we're out of it either, but boy, I'd like to be, you know.
In like a lamb out like a lion kind of thing. I don't know. We're kind of like in like neutral right now. It's been such a crazy winter, it's kind of hard to say, but I've been grilling all winter long.
Yeah, so have I, obviously.
I mean, I think, you know, the stats I read recently were 84% of all people in North America now grill, and 73 or 74% of people in North America that grill year-round. So that breaks down to like 50% of the country or something like that is grilling year-round.
Yeah, they got a little bit better climate than we do, but that doesn't slow us down. I mean, I was grilling last weekend. I'm going to be grilling today. It's just what we do. Obviously, we have a passion for it, but on the other hand, we're still producing some great food. I mean, you got to adjust your technique a little
bit. That's
true. If it's cold or not, but you know what? That's part of the fun of it is it's a different experience every time you do it.
Well, so, I've also read that 76% of all statistics are false.
Have you?
Think about it. I
don't know. Oh, just okay. But anyway, speaking about false statistics, if you don't think Michigan wine is good, or you read something that said the majority of good wine comes from California, that statistic is all wrong. We got in the studio with us right now, Doug Wells from Fen Valley, and he and his team produce some of the best wine we get to try all year long, and it's just a pleasure to have you here, Doug. Good morning.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me to share this time with you. I, too, like to grill. However, I'm part of that small percentage that grills in the summer. I'm a little averse to cold.
Well, that's fine. You know, we'll transition. Yeah, I'm learning to drink your wine. You can learn to grill in the winter. We're all good, man.
You introduced us to your wine about a year ago.
Yes.
And we were, quite honestly, just shocked and floored at how tasty and phenomenal your wine was when I wasn't familiar with the label. You know, I'm just, you know, it's one thing when you know a brand really well and you see it at the store all the time, but it's another thing when you see a name that you've heard of and you see, like, I get your newsletter and everything, but it's that unknown. And I think that keeps a lot of people from venturing out and trying things. So if that's how you think out there, I'm telling you, you need to get in your car at some point in time this year and make that beautiful drive down there, because they're really close to Lake Michigan. I mean, perfect climate for growing grapes,
yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah, we're 4 miles from the lake,
yeah.
And it's beautiful.
It is. The hilly area, I love going to tasting rooms, and I can't wait to go to yours. Like, we're looking at your calendar right now. One of those events, we're just going to come down.
Yeah, tell me about this wine and food pairings tasting you've got next weekend and the weekend after that, the 10th and 11th of March and the 17th and 18th. What's going on there?
Well, what we do is we pick 6 wines that we feature, and then we create foods that pair well with them. People come in, we sit you down, we give you the wines one at a time along with the food that pairs well with it. Plus, we give you information about why it pairs well so that you can make pairings yourself. You understand a little bit of the dynamics and what goes into it. So every year we've done this. It is a sellout event. We do not charge for it, but you do have to have reservations because it is very, very popular. As you can imagine, if you give somebody wine and food at no charge, anybody's going to... I mean, who wouldn't want to get in on that? But we started this a number of years ago. It's become increasingly and steadily more and more popular. I'd say it's probably our most popular event right now.
Guys, heads up. Here's the cheap date that you've been looking for. You want to impress your wife or your significant other? jump in the car. This is a 45-50 minute drive down 196 to Fenville. You got two weekends you can't miss. He's got the 10th and 11th and the 17th and 18th. You can go down there, try some great Michigan-made wines. He's going to teach you how to pair food with it. You're going to come away being a hero. What a unique way to just go spend a... these are on Fridays and Saturdays, right?
These are Saturdays and Sundays.
Saturdays, Sunday, excuse me. So
if the food's anywhere near as good as the wine, it's going to be a home run, and you are going to be one lucky dog.
That's absolutely right. But so take advantage of that. Doug, what else you got going on your calendar?
Well, in later in the spring, let's see, it's in April, we've got what we call Girls Afternoon Out. We bring a guest chef in, and she will do a food and wine, or actually we do food and wine pairing then too, but she'll do some, teach you some things about some culinary skills. Then in June, the last Saturday of June, we have our wine festival. And there we have, that's all outside on the farm. We let you go out on the farm, you taste wine out in the vineyard. We have bands, we have, I mean, it's just, it's a fun afternoon. And then, for you grilling fans, we have three picnics that we do in the summer. And those we do, we give you the meat, your choice of beef or chicken, and we have these charcoal grills, and you grill your own food. And that those are extremely popular as well.
That sounds like a great way to do it to me. I'm thinking we need to be like at one of those. I'm just saying professionally,
right?
We should be there.
Right, exactly. And if you wanted to find out more about this, you can go find this information on their website at Fenn Valley. That's FennValley.com. And all of this information about all these events is listed on their website. But this is a real find, guys. The wine that is made right here in Michigan, less than an hour from Grand Rapids, where most of us are standing, is just worth the drive. And if you were listening in our earlier segment, Doug mentioned that not many of these wines are in retail stores. The only place you can get them are in his tasting rooms. So swing by there. If you're down in Saugatuck, he's got one there, or there at the winery in Fenville, either place. You can go and try these wines. What you got in your hand, Bob?
This is a Cabernet Franc Reserve, and gorgeous label. Looks like absolutely exquisite bottle of wine. And again, Fenn Valley. There's the best reason right there to take the trip is because I'm telling you, categorically, you can't find a lot of these wines at just, you know, going into the big chain stores. You're not going to find it. You're going to have to go and seek these out at select vineyards like Fenn Valley. And I'm going to try this Cab Franc right here.
You know, when you show up into the tasting room, are there people there that can explain the different varietals to me and kind of give me an education when I get there?
Actually, the people that work there are very knowledgeable, and most of them have been there 10 years or longer. They know the wines intimately. They'll give you as much information as you want. If you just want to come in and taste wine, you can do that. If you want to come in and get some information about the individual wines, they can help you there. And if you really want in depth, we do tours. Actually, I give them Saturday afternoons at 3 o'clock, and we go down in the cellar. We will taste between 10 and 12 different wines out of tanks and barrels, and we talk to you about what makes the wines different. Hopefully you come out of that as a very intelligent consumer.
Again, that just sounds fun to me. I think that sounds like a kind of field trip I want to take.
Yeah.
So we're doing that.
Yeah, you do
one way or another.
Pile two or three couples in a vehicle and come down. And how long do those tours last? Hour, hour and a half, something like that?
They run an hour and a half.
It's a
good time investment. Anytime you get tired of a tour, I tell people, whenever you're tired of sampling wine or tasting wine, just go upstairs and the tour will be over. So, but it's hour and a half.
I bet that doesn't happen often, though.
I've never seen anybody go upstairs.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But, you know, this Cab Franc, Bob, you introduced me to this. Again, before you showed it to me, I'd not had any before. It's a medium-bodied red wine, right?
Yes, it's actually one of the grapes from Bordeaux, France, and it grows very, very well here in Michigan. It's not grown so much out in California, but it is grown out in or here in Michigan.
That's a beautiful wine. It's a very I want to say a friendly red. You know, it doesn't have any sharp overtones in any direction. It's just a very easy drinking red, nice and dry, a little fruity. But just smooth, just a
great
clean glass of wine.
Great with a grilled steak.
Absolutely.
I think it's great just by itself right here.
Well, Doug, thanks so much for joining us. The Fenn Valley Winery, if you've not been there, it's down in the southwest part of the state, right off I-196. Get down there, short little drive. You're going to find a real gem of a Michigan business that is producing fantastic wine, great hospitality. They love to have visitors, and you're going to chase wines down there that you can't find in the stores because all but about a half a dozen of these wines are only available in the tasting room. So coming up next, we're going to break down that beer festival we were part of, talk to our friends at Frankenmuth about their beer fest, and maybe rub up against a little bit of Laugh Fest with Gildas Club. Stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be back.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.